Thank you. Welcome back, everyone, to On the Fence with Luis and Amir. Is it Amir and Luis or Luis and Amir?
I always said Amir and Luis.
Whatever it is, welcome back to it.
Can you hear your own audio?
I can't hear me on the earphone, but I can hear you.
God fucking damn it.
Do we have to move an earphone?
No, I know what they did this time.
What did they do?
I know what they did. So hold on. Try talking now.
I am speaking now. Anything for you?
Try now?
I'm still not hearing you.
Now?
How about now? No. I don't see any of the dials going up for me.
Hmm. It's definitely the fucking smart. What number is it on your mic?
I didn't know they came numbered.
It doesn't have a number on the mic?
I
just know it's connected to one of these fucking things.
Ross, where are you?
Talk now to the mic.
Hello? Hello? Hold
these on. Cunts.
These fucking fucks.
Let me see.
It's all right now.
Try now?
How about you?
No, it's not moving. Keep on talking?
No. You can see, when you talk, you can definitely see the
Oh, wait, try now.
What about now? No? Jesus Christ.
Try now?
How about now?
No. Wait, is it guest mic? Yeah, keep on turning on device like a fucking idiot. Try now.
Okay, hold on. Now. What about now?
No, now.
Wait.
Wait, maybe a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
We've done it. All right, you could start off the show because I don't think the mic heard you again. We'll do it one more time.
All right. From the top. Make it drop. That's a wet-ass vagina. Welcome back to everybody.
Everybody hates Chris. You're going to say that.
fucking Roy. Welcome back, everybody. We're here at Radio Valencia. It's On the Fence with Amir and Luis Perez.
It's on the fence about Amir and Luis.
Why are they on the fence about us?
I don't know.
Everybody loves me. Nobody
I still
me.
Regret that. I don't know. I regret it, but it's like...
It's on there now.
If it was a much stronger name, I would have probably been more cringed out by telling people about that. I like that name because it's so easy to tell people. And they're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Generic podcast name.
Fuck. Because that's all we're trying to be, people.
I still argue about Squatter's Rights. Like, Squatter's Rights is the name that I always argue about as, like, a good name for a comedy show.
Yeah. Was there not a show called Squatter's Rights?
I never called... Well, I called the show Squatter's Rights a comedy show, but Squatter's Rights itself, I would always argue. I would be like, a cool fucking name for comedy.
Squatter's Rights.
And then everyone's always like, is it a punk show? I'd be like, no. It's a fucking comedy show.
Yeah, no. I'm like, it's kind of hard to, like, Squatter's Rights, what is that about?
The comedians or the homeless people.
I mean, yeah, I could see that for sure. How do you feel about Squatter's Rights, man? What do you say if me and
honestly?
If me and you just go up in a mansion that's been abandoned for hella long?
So my job at the gas station completely changed my view on homeless people to where when I heard it first about Squatter's Rights, I was like,
let them get their
fills. Like, let them do whatever.
Yeah, if it hasn't been used and all that.
But after working at a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
My view on homeless people is a... It's firing squad.
What are some of the interactions you've had with the homeless people?
A lot. I don't like. It's enough to lose faith in them. Like, let me put it like that.
It's you. You tried. You came in not hating them, exactly, right?
No. And when I like my first interaction was like them just sleeping on the corner of our store, and I was like, whatever. They won't be a nuisance, and then they were a nuisance.
Nuisance, say like they would like. Steal stuff?
That's odd. No, it's not these steal stuff. They're just annoying and it's like they give you dirty money. They don't want change back. They disrupt customers.
What do you mean they don't want change back?
So it's ironic. But homeless people, if they give you a dollar and it costs 50 cents, they won't take back the other 50 cents. They're poor at money management, which explains why they're homeless in the first place.
If somebody's homeless, can you please call in? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, please call in to Radio Valencia, which is not homeless. Even working right now.
It's kind of not. No, wait. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, send us a letter to www. That's not how fucking postal works.
I had a text with you one time. I remember. I swear. I was like, yeah, something about phones on strings. And I was like, let's not do that or something. We're doing that right now.
What is phones on string?
You never had, you were never a kid. I never did this. I'm lying. But I'm not from the 50s. Time. But when you people were kids, they would take two cups and they would connect a string to both of them.
Yeah.
And then they would like talk in.
Yes. Like, there would be their pretend phone, their walkie-talkie.
I thought it was an actual. Like, I thought there was a little bit of communication happening on that. Like, there is. Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is. People cut. Yes, they cut holes into the string. You don't think there's no fucking sound waves that go through the. Yes, it does work.
All right. Go check out our YouTube. We're going to try this fucking two strings in a cup. What do you? What kind of string? Does it matter if it's yarn?
I don't know why I do this, but I'm now picturing. Remember the Las Vegas shooter? Like in Mandalay Bay?
Shot at the concert.
He shot at the concert?
Yeah.
What if all he had? Like, what if he didn't have his cell phone? Like, his cell had a battery, and all he had was the cup on a string that connected to the Las Vegas PD.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Just.
By the way, you were asking me, what does my phone say for what holiday today is? What does that say, Amir?
What is it? Let me see.
Tell me what it says.
Let me see.
What does it say for holidays?
What does it even say? Oh!
What does it say?
It says, Rapist and Indigenous Murder Day.
It says Columbus Day. And then it says plus one, and when you look at that on the bottom, it says Indigenous Peoples Day. That's what it says.
I was going to say, mine says both.
Mine does say both. And then, as it should, but it should really say one like in bold letters, and the other one should be like, because, you know, we got pussied out. Because
we got pussied out. I mean, fuck Columbus.
Fuck Columbus?
Fuck Columbus.
You want me to tell you a story, Amir?
Tell me a story.
One time I was in fucking
in margarita.
AP World History, right?
Uh-huh.
And our teacher said, listen.
It AP World History sounds like the one most likely to get shot up.
AP World History. It doesn't look like a rapper name. AP. Fuck it.
Yeah, AP. I'm just spitting these historical facts.
She went up to class and she was like, you guys, the most important moment in all of human history is Columbus interacting with the West.
Yeah.
The Western Hemisphere. That's the most important moment in history.
Yeah.
And she convinced us that. And I'm forever convinced that it is the most historically significant moment beyond a shadow of a doubt in history.
It is the most significant?
Yeah. The most, yeah. How history, it will forever be connected because of that one moment. He didn't discover it. Whatever, but him finding it and him having the connections of, like, that is beyond a shadow of a doubt the most important moment in history.
It sounds like some real American cuck shit.
That's not American. How's that American cuck shit? Think about it.
America's the most important shit.
I think of it, no. I don't see it like that. Because you got to see it as, like, Spain history first. But you got to, like, what I see about it is it's like these two things. It's like a movie. When I was a kid, there was this teen movie where, like, it cut from the boy's perspective to the girl's perspective, and then at the end they finally meet and they kiss. All right, yeah. That's what world history is up until Columbus, because it's like you're learning about Europe and you're learning about
Perez. He's such a romantic.
Well, it's like a rom com kind of, and Christopher Columbus is like the fucking Tom Hanks of it.
He connects the Adam Sandler, the ugly motherfucker.
No,
gets the fine woman.
No, I don't think that's what he is. I think he's like. He's like either like the Billy Crystal or he's like the Tom Hanks. I'm thinking 90s fucking When Harry Met Sally. He connects them both. Because on one side you have like Europe and you have America on the other, and he connects them. So you don't see how that's like the most important moment in history? Come on.
I'm just like, it feels like it's, were they not connected at all?
What do you mean, were they not connected? What kind of question is that?
The fucking world was fucking...
Of course they were connected. That's how the land bridge worked.
Exactly.
But that's not the point. The point is, it's like, it's historically significant because after that moment, the Eastern Hemisphere knows that the Western Hemisphere exists. That wasn't a real thing before.
There's been boats for a long fucking time. I just don't...
But they, even if the Vikings did find, even if the Chinese found it, they didn't do shit with that information. Columbus did. Oh my God!
A little more than just use the information.
He's a piece of shit. No, no.
I was gonna say the others didn't do as horrible things.
My argument about that is how do we know that? How do you know that they didn't do mean shit too?
I say as mean shit.
As mean shit, sure. But it's like the other point is it almost doesn't matter a lot of the events would have taken place regardless. The biggest one being smallpox. How could like they have stopped that from happening?
They could have fucking. Well, they did. The Europeans didn't have a cure. They just.
I mean, we're dealing with.
They had an immunity to it, didn't they?
It took until the fucking 1800s before fucking tuberculosis was even stopped, or maybe 19. Whatever. It's like, I wouldn't put. If you're thinking, like, the smartest thing that could be done is, like, vaccinations, but who. Vaccinations weren't even a fucking.
No, thought. Vaccinations or just quarantine.
Again, like, these are words that. They were Christian. Like, we were in the fucking peak of Christianity at that point.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, I don't know. It's like never good. It would have spread like polio or whatever. It would have been bad.
It would have always yes, no fucking disease was gonna happen.
Was Christopher Columbus? Yeah, I think
he had to be weaponized.
Columbus got arrested, but yeah, that was another point I was gonna make. Columbus is a piece of shit, but it's only because his is the most documented because they had that priest that was with him, and that's just like that's a whatever. I don't know. It's bad, but it's like. He got arrested for how much he did, Columbus. Doesn't change the fact.
Wait, what do you mean?
He got arrested for like...
Who got arrested? The Columbus or the monk?
Columbus. There's a good story of Columbus. There's a good story of Columbus going to Native Americans. Going to Native Americans and like... the place that he found was Hispaniola. Where's that? Fucking Costa Rica. Where did he find Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I swear to God, I'm like, is that where fucking Tom Hanks and fucking... And Morgan Freeman met.
No, you're not thinking. That's Tim Robbins, Amir. Come on.
It's the fucking lesser Tom Hanks, if we're being honest.
Yeah, but he's much more serious. He talks like a much deeper voice. He's
never played a retarded guy.
What was I going to say? What the fuck was. Oh, yeah, he lands in fucking the Caribbean and then he convinces Native Americans. I thought that was funny because he just knew more about like astronomy. Yeah. He tricked them. He convinced them that he was like a god. By understanding like the astronomy and like what was gonna happen, and then he just like made himself seem cool to them, and that's it.
Wow. I mean, yeah, with that information,
he had that information. Fuck him.
I heard this story of an Irishman who I think it was an Irishman. He washed up somewhere. His motherfucker, he finds an island of people who use rocks
as currency. I told you this, you high motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Oh, fuck, never mind. And then, let me finish. Did you tell Radio Valencia?
I'm going to tell non-existent Radio Valencia. Let's tell this audience of no one. By the way, we're recording this fucking earlier, so there's going to be a podcast extravaganza of dead air. It's going to be
so much
dead air.
It's going to be nice.
Ross is going to come in to interrupt us. It's just going to be us fucking like fading away in how much it like how boring we're going to get.
Hey man, I got a couple topics. Honestly, we should be more prepared. We didn't even do a show last week.
Part of it, that's true, because Radio Valencia was down, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Donate to Radio Valencia.
Please donate.
Please don't. If you're listening, donate. If you're
somehow listening.
You know what I think of when I think of this? I think of, you ever seen Terminator Salvation?
Terminator Salvation? Which one is that? With the annoying kid with the voice?
Nah, that was Christian Bale.
That was Christian Bale?
Remember that?
Christian Bale wasn't Terminator?
Yeah, so Christian Bale was in the fourth one. So the first one is obviously Terminator 1. Terminator 2 is Judgment Day. Terminator 3 is this bullshit, like, excuse to, like, continue Judgment Day, but Terminator 4 is Judgment Day.
The day of Judgment Day.
Like, when you're a kid, Judgment you're day like, you'd day. Always be like, wow, I hope Judgment Day doesn't happen.
Oh my and then, God, it was on the calendar, but it came so much more earlier than I would
have expected. And then but do I'm Christian Bale, there's I didn't this.
Buy anybody a gift.
Judgment, that's what. You're ruining Terminators right now by making Judgment Day its own fucking shitty a women's holiday.
What is Christmas a woman's holiday to you?
No.
Valentine's Day is a woman's holiday. I think that's the every comic has a joke somewhere. I've thought of that premise of it's a woman's holiday.
What do you get your chick on Valentine's Day?
What
do you get your chick on Valentine's Day?
Chick?
Yeah.
You talking about my lady?
Your last my your bra? Gal? My gal. I pissed a girl off at a mic just saying I called a girl a chick. She got mad that I said that.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I don't think it's insulting, but then again, I'm not a woman.
I just say, I don't know. I don't know if that shouldn't be.
Honestly, I feel like broad shouldn't even be offensive. Broad sounds fucking cool.
Broad sounds a little bit bimbo-y, though. Broad's the only.
No, it doesn't.
Like, yes, it does.
This broad. This fucking lady.
This broad. Like, this guy. Tough. I don't see broad. Now, broad to me was always like, you fucking twat. Like, you broad. You maybe not twat, but it was in that same vein. Like, this broad.
This fucking. This broad, I swear to God.
This bumble clot.
It's just a fucking white girl with dreads and locks.
Dreadsy locks?
Dreadlocks?
Oh, they said dreadsy locks. What the fuck? I don't know.
You knew what I meant. But what was I saying?
What would you get your chick? What would you get your female soul partner?
Jesus Christ. You Andrew Tate.
What the fuck? Chick isn't that fucking bad.
No, but what female partner associate?
I was trying to do the opposite. I was trying to go PC. I was trying to say fucking soulmate, but no. Soul partner.
No, my lady, I fucking flowers, obviously. Fucking, I took her to Disneyland for Valentine's Day. They have some special event. Butt in the finger. I mean, a finger in the butt. And then
a butt in the finger. A butt.
It was a butt. Well, if she, like, if I hold the finger down and she comes on top of it, I get butt in the finger.
You have butt in the finger. Like, you've succumbed to butt in the finger.
Yeah. It's how you do it that makes the fucking difference.
I always thought a cheat code, not chocolates, but just, like, I always thought a cheat code for that was, like, just those giant box of Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, like, fucking.
She doesn't like them that much.
I would just toss them at her. I would chuck them at her.
I fucking wait for the day after Valentine's Day to look for Ferrero Rocher's.
Why?
Because that's when they're 50% fucking off.
What?
Yeah. No. You didn't know that about Valentine's Day?
What?
Listen, you're going to have to get heart-shaped ones and like little mini ones, but you'll get them 50% off. 40, 30%.
Bullshit.
No, bro. I'll fucking take you the day after
Valentine's Day? I don't believe. I don't know.
Fucking holding hands down the aisle.
Because Ferrero Rocher is always the stingiest chocolate. I don't believe they'd be 50% off.
Bro, it's like fucking $10 for six. It's fucking out of pocket.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. But I'm saying get the big ass boxes.
So fucking good though.
They are. You ever seen you ever had the white ones or whatever, the coconut ones?
No.
You never been given like the multiple Ferrero Rochers?
All right, I guess I'm not fucking pretty enough or whatever, Perez. I don't know.
Or who fat enough. You? That's it. You just have to be me and then just like understand there are multiple different Ferrero Rochers and that's it.
I've seen the white one is coconut.
I forget what the white one is. I just know that it's white and red and wrapping. I don't know. Lindor truffle, which one's your favorite?
Lindor truffle? I usually go just. I fucking hate caramel. I hate everything. I fucking milk chocolate, man.
Well, what about white chocolate?
You fucking asshole.
Come on.
White. White? If it's just chocolate white, if there's like peanuts or anything, milk.
You ever heard this point that white chocolate has no chocolate in it?
Yeah. It's made from this, like. It's something. The fucking. When you make chocolate. The substance that makes the fucking white chocolate comes out.
Yeah. Creepy. Or like it's coming out. It's coming.
It's secreting. I don't know what the fuck.
You know what's funny? One more thing. Oh,
wait, you didn't even tell me your
chocolate. I was about to fucking. Oh, my favorite's white chocolate. Wait, didn't I say that?
No.
I didn't say my favorite was white chocolate, and then we got to talk about it.
You asked me, like, what about white chocolate? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. But I prefer milk if there's, like, nuts or if there's, like, anything in there.
The other thing I was going to say was I didn't know. Creamers, like coffee creamers,
yeah.
They're not milk, they're vegetable oil. That fucked with me. They're vegetable
isn't
oil.
Isn't it white?
What?
Isn't it white?
It's white, but it's not milk, it's vegetable oil.
Why the fuck is it white if it's vegetable oil? We use vegetable
because
oil.
It has like powders and all that shit, but it's just all fucking, it's oil. Because that's what makes it like, people put butter in their coffee, because it just makes it like much more richer.
What the fuck? All right. That shit is weird.
Yeah, we're going Alex Jones today on this show. We're gonna break down the secrets of
don't do this.
The fucking...
Don't do this. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Wait a minute. Can they pick me up? Yeah, they can pick me up. Making sure.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing what I was doing. I always do that before. Fuck, now I don't even know.
Make sure I can be on the fucking show.
Well, luckily, this episode will be picked up by one sole microphone that is still on. And that is still picking this up.
I can tell that you've been making eye contact with that thing.
I've been eye fucking this thing. It's very.
What in the gold member, bro?
I know. Very Michael Jackson-y type microphone. I'm just looking at the color of it. It's very. Ooh, yeah. I don't know. It's cool.
It is cool. I will. It also, for a second, when you pulled it out, I'm like, are you about to give somebody a haircut?
Oh, yeah.
Fair. Yeah, you can see that, right?
When I was younger, I used to have those stupid electric razors that were like that. Those combs ones or whatever.
Yeah,
the curled ones.
Yeah. Do you do any type of like maintenance on your beard?
Sometimes if it's too long, I'll like stretch it out like this and then just cut it like that. But
what,
no.
Scissors?
I have a Norelco and then I just use that. The Norelco is probably the most clutch thing fucking ever.
The Norelco?
The Philips Norelco.
Yeah.
Because it's like scissors, kind of, because you just shave it like that.
Yeah.
I more use it for that. I've only shaved once. That was when I had the goatee. Remember when I had the goatee?
I think so, yeah.
It was the worst time of my life. That is shadow of a doubt, me having the goatee. It was horrible.
Goatee Perez is not the one?
No. All of my neck fat would show on one side and then on the other. And then it was like, the goatee part just looks so fucking fake, almost like Haggerty. It just really like... I could take it off. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, like a Mike Myers character.
Yo, Perez, you got to learn to love yourself, Perez.
That is true, yeah. I like this,
isn't
though.
Isn't she lovely?
Jesus Christ.
Yo, Perez, I really do think, like, you should be positive about yourself, man. Like, I got, like, sometimes, like, my lady will be down on herself, and I'd be like, you is hot as fuck. And it's just like... You gotta believe it. You gotta fucking look at yourself and be like, I'm alright. You gotta be like, I'd fuck me.
So you tell her.
You fucking shove your fucking balls in your dick between your legs and you look at yourself in the mirror. And you go,
are you saying this because no Radio Valencia listeners listening to this right now?
No, I'm not going. Hey, first of all, I hope these old people can navigate YouTube find us.
They will. They can still. Yeah,
exactly, man. We got a broad audience from all over the world that we could possibly be listened to by. I was going to say, but no. Besides that, you fucking look in the mirror and be like, fucking, not bad.
I picture you going up to your girl and just doing Bruno Mars lyrics to her. That's it. Just fucking.
I'd throw a grenade at you.
That's how I imagine. That's how I imagine.
I can be romantic. But also, girls. Once you've been dating for a while, you'd be romantic. And they'll call you gay, or they'll just be like, "All right, anyways." And then you're like, "Okay, fucking romance is dead now, I guess." Romance is fucking not a thing anymore. I'm wasting my time with these flowers and these chocolates and these fucking what's it not it's.
You ever be romantic with a bitch?
You ever be romantic with these hoes? No.
They don't reciprocate the love back. Beat your kids, white people.
That's what
beat your.
Just go into classic fucking Def Jam bitch.
I just see it. I see it as like 2000.
What if Michael Jackson
comedy
was a pimp?
What if Michael Jackson was a pimp? Michael Jackson was a fucking them kids.
What were you saying?
I don't know. Now I just think, I don't know. This is going to be a very ADD episode of just like, we're going to be going.
We're a bit scrambled. We're doing this show earlier than
I got 4 hours of sleep. Fuck.
But who sent you to sleep so fucking late?
I did. Fucking because I can do
yo,
that.
Yo, let me give you some weed stuff that'll put you to sleep.
I don't
it's
need that.
It's better than melatonin. You heard melatonin's bad for you now, apparently?
What? No, it can't be. I need melatonin. Melatonin, by the way, is fucking the sun gives you melatonin. So what the fuck does that? Like darkness.
That's melanin, you fucking
whatever. Yeah. I'm saying like the darkness, like when you
that's
don't... When it's dark at night, you get more melatonin. That's how like dark works. And that's why you're sleepy at night. I'm not lying about that. Why would I lie about that?
Why would you listen to fucking Alex Jones about everything?
He's not. Why would he have an episode dedicated
to
melatonin?
That's why white black people, they knock you out. Because they're dark and they hit you and the melanin drops on you and then you...
What does melatonin do? I want to hear the bad shit about melatonin.
No, I don't know. It's supposed to be bad for your brain. It
makes you racist. That would be like a great. You know what? I have a fucking toothache right now, and I take Orgel.
Yeah.
You remember when you were a kid and you saw the Orgel commercials? You're like, damn. Let's hope I never have a fucking toothache.
Yeah, because it's some weird gel that you got to stick in your mouth.
It was a commercial with like I was watching like on Spike TV. It was a black chick being like she'd be like, it seems like if there was a gun to her, she'd shoot herself over how bad that fucking toothache was.
Everybody's like.
That's kind of how I was, and then I took Orgel. But when you look at the directions on Orgel, it says if you take it, there's a chance you could die on the first use because it makes your the oxygen cells in your fucking blood, like it makes them like disappear, and you could like choke out. And I it's a weird thing, because it's like mentally when I took it, I was like, fuck it, my tooth hurts, and I just took Orajel. And I just keep on taking Orajel.
Why the fuck is that on the market?
It's benzocaine, baby. That's what's on Orajel.
Jesus Christ. And the first time you take it, you might die?
You know what's weird? It's like lip balm for your mouth. That's what I find so weird about it.
Yeah. What was the consistency like in your mouth? Did you have a hard time, like, not using your tongue to, like, touch it? Ah, the fly.
What do you mean? Like, no, it just disappears, and it's just in it. Like, it's inside. It goes inside your gums or whatever. I don't fucking know.
That shit sounds weird as fuck.
I gotta just go to the dentist. That's what I gotta fucking do.
Would it kill you?
Or I could just have my dentist be Orajel. I can do that.
That's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I went to the dentist, and they were having a deal because I have no fucking insurance. Thanks, America. I fucking... political...
political talk.
Yeah, that's
political commentary.
That's all I know. That's his political...
stinging. Political commentary.
Take that, government. Fucking...
what was the deal?
What?
What was the deal?
Oh, yeah, yeah. $100 for a tooth cleaning. Teeth cleaning. Imagine they clean one tooth.
Whoa, tooth cleaning?
Just one super bright tooth and yellow.
That's the hustle with the shoe cleaners. They only clean half of your shoe because they expect you to clean the other half.
Yep.
It's like a fucking retard. Up there. Yeah.
Yes. No, fucking. I got a story about them too, those disrespectful motherfuckers.
They roast your shoes on purpose, right?
No, they fucking looked at my shoes and they were like, they didn't even try to sell me the shoe cleaner for these shoes. They were like, I know you don't care about those, but maybe you have some at home that you want to take care of. I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Fuck you.
They said, hey, Oliver Twist, get the fuck out of here. That's what they might told you.
Jesus Christ. Hey, man, I know you took those off a homeless man, but maybe there's some you took from a old man who keeps his shoes nice at home, and you could buy this shoe cleaner for those shoes.